Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from Grambling State, and he wowed the scouts at his pro day, and that's why he's created the buzz, and that's why we wanted him to come along and join us on the program, and he was kind enough to do this Saturday morning. It's none other than Mark Orzoco. Mark, I want to make sure I got the last name correctly. Is that the correct way to say your last name?
Orozco.
Orozco. Okay. Like I said, yeah, I knew I'd blow it. That's why I didn't want to do the rest of the show. Let's get right in. We're going to talk about what got you here, but let's talk about the pro day that happened a few days ago. I mean, it seemed like you were really the darling of the event after it concluded. It seemed like the scouts were really interested. Just kind of take us through that day and how it ended.
Yeah, man, just basically, you know, just waking up that day, I knew it was going to be a good day. I wasn't nervous or anything. I knew I had to come out and impress them, knowing that I'm just, you know, just the kicker, you know. So I had to put on a good show. And after my warm-up, I was feeling pretty good. And I knew I had to show some consistency and power all at the same time to impress these scouts.
And that happened for you. I mean, what were some of the more flattering things that, you know, maybe you called mom and dad or something, or family and friends that you heard afterward?
Well, honestly, just like just telling my dad and my mom, and, you know, they just broke down crying and stuff. So, I mean, just to know that all the hard work was paying off and it did that day, just really brought a lot of emotions out of my family.
Awesome stuff. So let's kind of go back in the day. I mean, growing up, I mean, what sports did you play, and how did you find yourself as a kicker on the field?
So basically, just we're all Colombian, so we love soccer. I was always growing up playing soccer until I got to high school my freshman year, and everything changed when a friend told me to come out and try football. And I think the first day I was playing football, they had kicker tryouts, and I was like, well, I have a pretty good leg, so why not just try to kick the ball through some uprights, you know? And they kept backing me up, and that's where it all started. And the story after that just writes itself.
I guess it did write itself. I mean, you're a month away from possibly landing a job in the National Football League. I think that's a pretty impressive stuff, Mark. So you start kicking in high school. I mean, what was it like, just, you know, the recruiting process? I mean, who was looking at you, and how did you end up at Grambling?
Well, honestly, the first couple years in high school, really, I really wasn't thinking too much of college recruitment or anything until my first little letter came in. It didn't mean much, you know. It was just like a letter of interest, I guess. And it was from New Mexico, and I had a couple of schools that were talking to me, but kind of just fell under the radar. And one of my coaches from my high school knew some scout from Grambling. And, just after that, kind of fell in love with the atmosphere over at Grambling, very family-oriented. And, just spent 4 years there and had a good career.
Awesome, and then the rest is history. I'm curious. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of camps. There's like Cole's camp. I think there's the other one's escaping my mind right now. I mean, were you one of those kids popping around, you know, going to these camps, or did you just kind of stick close to home and kind of you know, work on your craft.
Yeah, and honestly, that's why I feel like we just could never afford it. You know, those camps are pretty expensive, man. I think I went to one camp in all 4 years of my high school career. So I never had really had a coach or anything like that. And then this past senior year, I knew I had to get some kind of coach before my pro day, you know, just to be ready for it. And so I joined Kick Nation, and we just blew up from there, I guess, man.
And then again, once that pro day happened, really, a heck of a buzz. We just want to, all the listeners out there, if you missed any of this show in its entirety, you know, it's free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. And just by chance, we don't have his bio up yet at callusyourpro.com because I just got his number this morning and he was kind enough to immediately come on the program. But after we hang up, we will get immediately getting his page up there so you folks can know a little bit more about Mark. So kind of take us into this. I mean, we're going to talk again in a little bit probably more about the pro day and how the scouts loved you. But, I mean, you know, if you're in the film room and they're breaking down what you do as a kicker, I mean, what are those home run qualities? I mean, is it distance, power, consistency, or all those things? What makes you a kicker that they're going to want to bring aboard the 53?
Honestly, I just feel like my consistency. I'm very consistent. I ended my college career 88% on field goals. I broke the SWAC record, all-time leading SWAC scorer in SWAC history. Most field goals attempted in SWAC history also. So, I mean, just consistency and how hard I work on my craft. I love this stuff, man. I fell in love with it in high school, and I just never stopped.
Now, this is, I mean, is there anything that goes unnoticed? And this is probably a little bit different question compared to the other guys, because, I mean, you're not going to do anything except kick, but, I mean, weight room warrior, film junkie, I mean, team leader. I mean, what are some of the things, great character, you come across as a great young man, but, I mean, what the scouts need to know about that is a big benefit to you, but, you know, it's just something they're not going to see on the field?
Probably a little bit of everything. I mean, it's pretty hard to be a team leader when you're a kicker, you know what I mean? But because you're never taking any hits or anything. But I mean, I feel like worrying about what I can do for the team, you know, just knowing that I don't get on the field as much. So being prepared and being like off the field, working out, having your body ready, taking care of your body. And then also looking over the film, and when you do something wrong, then look over it and learn from it and correct the mistake.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you this, Mark. What's that range where you're like, okay, like, you know, like where do you feel totally confident? You know, nothing's a guarantee, but where do you feel confident that this is going to be a guarantee? And what distance do you kind of say, all right, you know, this is a 50-50?
Honestly, anything from 57 and in, I mean, I should be money, to be honest. After 58, 59, 60, I'm still pretty confident, but, I mean, you still got to make them. But, I mean, it's just, you know, playing the wind and everything, so those distances get kind of hazy.
Nice. And I heard that you'll be performing at the Dallas Pro Day, the local day?
Yeah, that's what I was told by Mr. Mike Walker, so we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Just leave it up in the God's hands and see what happens with it.
Yeah, definitely. Mike's a great guy, ain't he?
Yes, he's amazing, man. He's done wonders for me in a very short time.
Mike's one of those guys, is if you're talking to him, you're like, Mike, I need Barack Obama's phone number. He's that connected. Yeah, you're like, hey, man, like, I want to talk to Jay-Z or something. He's like, here's his number.
Yeah.
Just the other day,
I called him, and he was just like, oh, I'm on the phone with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll call you in a second. I was like, wow, okay, yeah, that's cool. Just, you know, team with the most Super Bowls, no big deal, you know.
Yeah, that's Mike Walker. Big shout-out to him. And a big shout-out to Alan, his son, too. He'll be going to Louisiana Tech this year as a freshman. So all you football fans out there, give some big love out to Alan, his son, as he makes his freshman debut at Louisiana Tech. So before we let you go, we're almost out of time. How do you plan on – when is, I guess, the Dallas local day, and how do you just plan? Are you going to continue the train, that test prep play, or are you just kind of doing everything on your own?
I've just been doing everything on my own. Everything kind of just blew up real quick after the pro day. That's the first day I met Mike, to be honest. So, I mean, everything just went kind of hectic after pro day. But, yeah, I'm just going to be keep training. I'm not sure what exact date the local day is for Dallas Cowboys. He hasn't let me know about that yet. But I'm just going to keep training, keep kicking, and see what happens.
Awesome stuff, man. Now, I want to say your last name one more time. You say it, and then I'm going to say it after that because I don't want to foul it up.
Okay, Orozco.
Orozco. All right, so we got Mark Orozco here on the C2P. If you miss any of the show again in its entirety, you can always listen to it on iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and then later at collegetropro.com. Mark, let me ask you this. So the pro day was the buzz. So you had no representation prior to that, and then after that, basically, I mean, you caught fire. Is that fair to say?
Yep, that's exact. That's totally fair to say.
So I guess because I have a couple of people here on Twitter, they're just kind of asking. So I mean, how many teams do you think you talked to, and you know, did they want to, you know, did they say they want to see more of you, or how'd that go?
Before pro day, none. I hadn't talked to anybody, and then after pro day, right after pro day, about 10 people were like asking. Well, Green Bay was just basically asking me all the questions, and then everybody else was just following along and writing what I was saying down. But about 10 teams just asking me about my personal life and how everything goes and all that. So it was a pretty exciting moment for me.
Oh, that has to be, it has to be such a validation for all the hard work. Again, and obviously fair enough when you called home and mom and dad had tears. I'm sure you shared that with them. So we got to let you go. Appreciate you so much for taking some time, especially so quickly. I mean, this really got hot quick, probably kind of like you after pro day. I mean, you just took off, and like I said, we connected. But we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three and out with some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. This is just because you're a kicker, and you said you had the Colombian background, and your first passion was soccer. So before we get to the question, you still pretty handy with the soccer ball?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. I still got the skills, man.
So what do you feel more accurate, putting the ball through the net or putting the ball through the upright?
Ooh, through the uprights, I think. Through the uprights. All right. They usually just put me at goalie or something.
I like it. And did you do any soccer at Grambling?
No. I mean, just playing around and stuff like that, but no.
Okay,
no,
just playing.
They don't have a men's
stuff
team down here, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then how about this one for you? Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
Oh, dancer. Colombian salsa all day. That's all
I love
we do.
It.
We love dancing.
And
we have the hips.
Well, listen. Well, this question is going to benefit you then, because if you're a great dancer and you got the hips, then if you could take out any female celebrity, Mark, who are you going to take out for a quick bite to eat?
Ooh. Sofia Vergara or Shakira?
Nice. Shakira is a very popular individual in our home. And wife might love her. My wife might love her more than I do, but she always calls her snut. She calls her simple beautiful, like she's just simply beautiful.
She's
but
just
when she says
natural,
it, it sounds
man.
Like
it's
she's
amazing.
Yeah. So I always say
all
there's
natural.
Simple Shakira. Like, look how simple she is. So simply awesome, I probably should say. But it's awesome. Hey, man, Mark, you've been fantastic. And I appreciate sharing your time. And again, best of luck to the future. I'm sure we're going to be hearing more things about you.
All right. Thank you, Bo, man. It means a lot.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mark Orozco, the Grambling State standout kicker, and a fantastic story, folks. I mean, you know, basically pro day, he's going there just to do his thing. And that's what pro days are for. You go there, you arrive, you do your thing, and lo and behold, he walks out with, you know, 10 scouts talking to him, wanting to know more about him. And then, you know, he creates a buzz. He gets some representation, and hopefully this kid's on his way to bigger and better things. I'm excited. And again, big shout out to Mark for kind enough to join us so quickly here on the C2P. As you folks know, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and we're going to get his bio up shortly. Have a great weekend.